All right, so last week we began discussing the bracha of Barich Aleinu, the bracha of Birkas Hashanim, and last week a more introduction to the existence of this bracha and why it is where it is in the structure of Shemon Esrei. This week, before we start going into the text of the bracha itself, maybe if we have time, we'll start that at the end, but there's one more point in structurally in the bracha. The kolbo, I did not actually find this. I tried to look it up in the kolbo itself and was unable to find this, but the Levush quotes the kolbo as saying this. The Levush quotes the kolbo as saying that this bracha starts with a beis and ends with a mem, Barich Aleinu in Mevarich Hashanim. Right, so the kolbo says that the bracha starts with a beis and ends with a mem. The beis is keneged Torah Shebichsav, which starts with the beis, brachos, starts with the beis, and keneged Torah Shebal Peh, which starts with a mem, and may emasai, the first word of Masechta Bracha, starts with a mem. And the kolbo says that this is a remez that anyone who learns the Torah and keeps the Torah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevarich them, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special bracha. And that's a hint in the structure of this bracha, that the hint to the two aspects of Torah, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh, that the bookends of this bracha are hinting to the gamut of Torah, because anyone who learns Torah, that Torah is the source of bracha. Which that's the idea. I'm going to try and expand a little bit, develop the idea a little bit. But the idea is that all tov, all good, and all bracha come from the Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim is about the maila of Torah, the incredible level, incredible loftiness of the Torah. So in chapter 11 of Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim, he begins to talk about that. He starts with the baseline, which is that Torah is the source for the kiyum, the continued existence of all existence. All existence has its kiyum, has its sustenance, is maintained, continues to exist from Asek B'Torah. And he goes on specifically about the Asek of Klal Yisrael in the Torah. He says that the Shoresh of the world is in the specific koach of Klal Yisrael to learn Torah, and he has different reasons why it's specific to Klal Yisrael. That's the idea that Yisrael, the Oraisa of Kudcha Brichu Chadhu, that they are all an aspect of being the Shoresh, the root, and the pillars that uphold the world, and the source that the world gets its kiyum from. And he, just like the original creation was made through the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was histakel ba'oraisa ubara alma. He looked in the Torah, and based off of the Torah, he created the world. So too, the ongoing existence of the world is also through the continued involvement in Torah, continues to nurse its sustenance, its energy, from the Torah. And it says that that's why Chazal say that the first 2,000 years of existence are called the Alpayim Shel Tohu, the 2,000 years of void, of emptiness, of some kind of unsettledness. It says that before the Torah was given, in not so long after towards the beginning of the third millennia, till the Torah, first two millennia, which were devoid of the Torah was not yet in the world, as the Torah was, in a certain sense, it was distant from the world, and the aura of the Torah was sustaining the world from far away, and therefore the world was certain unsteadiness in the world, and it was only at Matan Torah that the world was, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah into the world, and the close connection between the Torah and creation, that the world, so to speak, crystallized, the world solidified into being not so, the sustenance of the world is now was now stronger, was more robust, that the world has now left that stage of tohu. That's the Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, when the Rashi brings, it says, Yom HaShishi, that the world is Talev Omed, is waiting, it's dependent on the day, the sixth day, when the sixth day of Nisan, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai, that if the Jewish people would receive the Torah, then fine, and if not, then the world would be Chazer LaTohu, that it would be, that the world was going to be returned to a void. Because the Torah is the root of the existence of the world. That's, so to speak, step one. And that's why in the bracha, we say in the pasuk at the towards the end of Uval Etzion, right? V'chaye olam nata besochinu, chaye olam can mean eternal life, but chaye olam can also mean the life of the world. The existence of the world Hashem planted in us. When He gave us the Torah, He gave us the keys and the foundation to the existence of the world. And now the chaye olam, the existence of the world, is something which is planted in us, and we bring that out. We're the ones who cause the world to continue to exist through being involved in the Torah. And then Nefesh HaChaim goes on in the following chapters 12 and 13 and 14, and he develops exactly what happens when you're involved in Torah, that they go up to Shemayim, and he goes on at length. They're not going to go through all of the details now, but to how the Torah goes up, and it's taken up by the Malachim, and it's taken up to the highest places, and it's given crowns, and that the Torah creates certain spiritual existence, that it either fixes the world, it creates certain elevations in the spiritual world, or it creates new worlds in the spiritual realm. It can be the whole chapter about Chidushei Torah, how Chidushei Torah create new olamos that didn't exist beforehand, and exactly all of the cosmic effects that Limud Torah has. Towards the end of chapter 14, the very end of chapter 14, I wasn't planning on actually making any copies of anything, but just because I got here a couple minutes early, I decided to copy this. This is really the one paragraph that really sums up what I wanted to get to. After explaining how the Torah does all of these cosmic ramifications in the celestial worlds, in the Olamos Elyonim, so the Nefesh HaChaim describes, and what is the result, what happens after that? V'az mishtal shel v'nimshach shefas or ubracha mi mekor sharsha elyon. And then there comes down, there flows down this shefa, this outpouring of light and bracha and blessing mi mekor sharsha elyon, from its supernal heavenly source, al kol ha'olamos, into all of existence. V'gam ha'aretz ha'ir mikvodu misbarachas. And then the entire world is lit up from the kavod, from the glory of that light. Umevi harbe tova v'shefas bracha la'olam. And it brings an abundance of tov, of good and brach, into the world. Ubatana debe aliyahu seir eli rabba perkut chas amar kevan shalomi desa Torah. Hareza mevi tova la'olam. When a person learns Torah, he brings tova, he brings good to the world. V'yachol hu levakish rachamim. And he's able, then he has the keys, he has the access, and he's able to ask Hashem, and Hashem will open up the rakia, and he'll bring down the rain. That a time when Klal Yisrael is involved in the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself turns to them to give them bracha. Shene Amar, Emes Me'eretz Tistmach, V'tzedek Mishamayim Nishkaf, V'ein Hashkafa El Lebracha, Shene Amar Hashkifa, Mima'on Kadshechem, In Hashamayim V'varech Es Amcha Es Yisrael. The pasuk says that Hashkifa, V'varech Es Amcha Es Yisrael. It happens to be very interesting. The quote Nefesh HaChaim is really quoting a different medrash, but Rashi on that pasuk quotes an opposite medrash, which says that whenever it says hashkafa, is always leklala, with the exception of this one, that because of Torah flips, it overcomes the Midas Adin to the Midas Arachamim. And it's the same exact idea, maybe to even an even greater extent, but that the Rashi there cites a Medrash that says that Hashkifa is always Lira'ah, with this one exception. This is the exceptional case. But in any case, but the point, the Nefesh HaChaim says that really all Tov comes into the world from the from learning Torah, from involvement in Torah, from Esek in Torah, is really the Shoresh, is really the source of all good, of all of the Shefa of Tov, all of the Bracha that comes into the world comes from Torah. And that's the idea here. We're going to take this one step further, but that's the idea, the Bracha of Bareich Aleinu, which is all of the Bracha, even material success, even material Bracha, that also comes from the Torah. And that's why the Bracha begins with Beis and ends with Mem, is the Beis of Bracious and the Mem of Me'emasai, the Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebaalpeh, because the Torah is the Shoresh of Bracha. You're asking a Kaddish Baruch Hu for Bracha, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's once you've set up the context for Bracha to come into the world, once you, it's through Esek HaTorah that there's all of the spiritual set up for all of the, for Bracha to come into the world has come about. Then he says, Yachol hu levakeh rachamim u'espal lifnei Kaddish Baruch Hu. Then a person is able to pray to a Kaddish Baruch Hu for the Bracha. And that's the remez here. That's the hint that the Bracha begins with Beis and ends with Mem, because it's only through that Bracha, it's only through the Torah that Bracha can come into the world. I'll discuss that that one of the greatest chasadim that a person can do is to learn Torah. Torah brings Bracha to the world. You do a chesed for one person, so in a very real, tangible way, you have helped one person. But if you're learning Torah, you're learning Torah lishma, you're bringing Bracha, you're creating an environment in which the entire world is in a better place. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the world as a whole. The spiritual world is now elevated in the ramifications of that being, that the perfection of the spiritual world that trickles down into the physical world as well, and that brings that perfection, that brings that increase of Tov into the physical world as well. The Nefesh HaChaim goes on in the next parak, in the next chapter, in chapter 15, and he begins to explain that, and this is particularly true for it brings Tov, Tova, Bracha to the entire world, but particularly to the person who was the cause of that Bracha, the Haman who brought the Bracha. He himself is blessed, and through the Bracha that goes to the entire world, the person who is Osek in Torah, the person who is properly involved in Torah, that the Bracha is particularly showered upon him. And Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say this, but I think that the Pshat is along the same lines of the Ramchal explains in the beginning of Derech Hashem, that the ultimate purpose of a person is to become like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the Ramchal explains that you can't really become like a Kaddish Baruch Hu because he's God and you're not, he's infinite and you're finite. But the one, I don't want to call it essential, but the one basic point in which we become like a Kaddish Baruch Hu would be in the one way in which a Kaddish Baruch Hu is unique, one way in which a Kaddish Baruch Hu is unique, in that he is not dependent on anyone else, and he is the mashpia tov la'acher. He is the one who bestows good to another. He is the one who is mashlim something else. And we, the Ramchal really has two different ways in which he says it, but start with in Das Tevunos, he explains it more clearly, that we have a guf and a neshama, and our neshama brings shlemus to our guf, our spiritual side of us. If we perfect ourselves, we elevate the physical, and we elevate the physical world, and we have brought perfection to the physical world, and through that, you have become, in a certain aspect, similar to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have been the source of bringing shlemus, of bringing perfection to something else. So the person who learns Torah, he's becoming like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he is becoming the source of the Shefa of Tov. He's becoming the source of that flow of spiritual energy, which is perfecting the world, agreed, through his avoda, that in that way he is becoming to some small degree similar to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's becoming Dome Leboro, and that now he is a native, he is a bringer of good to others. And the Navi Chaim continues that in the next chapter, there's a lot that he says here, and I wish we could just read through the whole 5 or 6 chapters here, but I think that would be more than we have the time to cover in one night. But the Nefesh Chaim continues that the next thing after the tov that he brings in the world, the tov for himself, that the ol of Parnasa, the ol of Derech Eretz, is removed from him. He is, because this person who is involved in Torah, he is taken care of directly by Hashem. That Hashem himself turns to this person and takes care of this person, and this person is under the direct hashgacha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore his needs will be taken care of, and he will not have to. He will be removed. He will be exempted from the obligations of Derech Eretz. This is the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, "Kol mekabel of ol Torah, misalkin me'alav." I don't remember the exact words. Misalkin me'alav ol malchus ol derech eretz. That a person who is involved in Torah, that the yoke of responsibility for upkeep of society, where the ol malchus, governmental responsibility, and the ol of derech eretz, the responsibility of taking care of his regular needs, that's removed from him. Nefesh Chaim explains that's because a person who is involved in Torah, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly connected to him. I think that might be the understanding of the Medrash. It says the first word of the Seres Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So it's not the Medrash. The Gemara says Anochi is Rosh Tevos, I think we mentioned this before, is Rosh Tevos for Ana Nafshi Kesivas Yahavis. That I myself wrote it and gave it. That the Torah that a person connects to the Torah, that they have a direct dveikus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly, they're now connected directly to Hashem, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly taking care of them. And that might be why the Nefesh HaChaim, part of a different discussion, but the Nefesh HaChaim says that a person who is involved in Torah does not need to, at that moment, be focused on dveikus to Hashem. He gives examples of how really it's impossible to be sitting and contemplating, godless abora when you're involved in very serious shilas of being mitaher a woman to her husband. And the example he gives, David HaMelech had his hands were filthy with the afterbirth to see if this woman was pure or impure. That takes your entire, to really be involved, you have to be single-mindedly concentrating on that. So at that time, it's impossible to be involved in sitting there and meditating on the dveikus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Nefesh HaChaim says that at that time when you're involved in Torah, it's not necessary at that point. You're not supposed to at that point be contemplating the dveikus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that the reason for that might be because when you're involved in Torah, that is dveikus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the most direct way of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the person who is involved in Torah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly mashgiach over that person, and Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of that person. There's a halachic ramification for that. The halacha psuka, Nefesh Chaim brings, exempt from paying taxes. And the Gemara explains why. Because the Talmud Chacham, he does not need the benefits that are provided by what the tax, the way the Gemara says it, Talmud Chacham lo bai nitirusa, I think is the words, that the Talmud Chacham does not here. Got it. Says Kamoshan Rusham, the Rabbanan lo tricha nitirusa. That the Rabbanan, they don't need the gates at the front of it. They don't need the guards at the gate, and they don't need the everything that's being done to all of the social, civil things that are, the Talmud Chacham is taken care of by someone else. The Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kol Kedosha, the pasuk, Afcho Veiva Amim, Kol Kedosha Biyadecha. That even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being Mechavei Vesa Amim, even when the other nations are, you know, taking control, Kol Kedosha Biyadecha, that all of the holy ones are still in Hashem's hand. I mean, even when in times of danger, that Hashem is protecting the Kedoshim, he's protecting his holy ones. So they are exempt. They don't need, it's not necessary for them, the amenities that are being provided, and therefore they're exempt from paying the taxes because they don't need that service.
Don't we have examples of people who were Lomdei Torah and unfortunately had whether it's illness or financial problems or any number of issues?
Right, so it's certainly true, and there's certainly a difficult concept, which is, I mean, difficult to put together anything else. I don't think we have the time in this context, but the idea that, you know, that the time when a Kaddish, when the Mashchis is comes out, that he's Eino Mavchin Bein, that at a time of din, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is that the Mekatreg has a certain authority. It does not necessarily the case that a tzaddik will be protected, but to as a partial answer, the next thing that the Nefesh Chaim says, this isn't his point at all, but just the words he says. He says, "Ukefi erech hakibul asher yikamol av ol Torah v'emes v'kol kofu." To the extent that he is mekabel alav ol Torah be'emes u'bekol kochel, to that there's a sliding scale here, that it's not that if a person is osek in Torah, then, I mean, it's not binary. It's not that either you're taken care of or you're not. That there can be greater degrees to which someone who is on a very high level, they might have a much better situation. They might have much better the different things that befall them might be better than they would have been otherwise. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect for them. The person who is at that, the person who is at the highest level will be absolutely taken care of. The person who is, you know, depending on the varying degrees of where they are on that scale, that there's still going to be, it's not going to be an all or nothing, that Hashem protects them from everything, but there is, at least to the extent that they are involved in a real way, that they're going to be protected. And there's also the caveat that he says that if you're Kabbalah of Old Torah Be'emes, that it's not enough just for someone to be learning Torah, but there has to be. Now, obviously, I think we believe that we do have, you know, people gedolim of the caliber that we would say that they, you know, are mekabalim ol Torah be'emes. But that's, there's still going to be madregas with it. That's standard of being the so singularly focused on learning Torah, which is something, you know, very, very lofty, hard to achieve. Not a complete answer, but at least part way there. But the Nefesh Chaim continues, said that the Talmud Chacham, that he has this shmira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his needs, right? Kola osik b'Torah nechasov matzlichin. Anyone who is involved in Torah, he's successful with his property. I guess his investments are successful. Kol misha who mafik b'divrei Torah, who melamdo barabim afani be'is ratzon mafik lo ratzon u'mizonosav mu'chanam lo tamid, that his mizonos, his sustenance, will always be ready for him, beloshum amal v'yegia mu'etes aleihem, without any necessary effort, any necessary input on his part. But that's the backbone of this bracha, so to speak. The bookends of this bracha is that the Torah is the ultimate source, the Torah is the ultimate shoresh of all bracha, and it's through the Torah that any tov, any bracha that comes into the world is through the Torah. And there was a hint to that, the beginning and the end of the bracha, that the bracha is tchilaso v'sofo, is the Torah shebichsav and the Torah shebaal peh. Just have a couple minutes left, so start the next words of the bracha, or the first words of the bracha rather. The beginning of the bracha, Barich Aleinu, Shem Elokeinu Hashana Azos Letova. So talk about Barich Aleinu Letova. So we'll try and get back to the intermediate words there, but the Iyun Tfila says about this phrase Barich Aleinu, says that his words are Lo Matzasi Lo Chaver, so that there's no phrase like it anywhere else. You say bless upon us. Says that he doesn't have any comparable usage of this word to base it off of. He says the idea obviously of Aleinu here means lema'anenu, means for our sake, that bless this year for our sake, and that it should be a good year for us. He says that the word Aleinu, he said, seems to be implying, is not such a normal grammatical structure here. It doesn't have anything to compare it to. We mentioned the Avne Eliyahu in our introduction last week. We mentioned that the Avne Eliyahu, I have to, in quoting the Avne Eliyahu, mention something that maybe a halfway correction. I think for a while in this shiur, I was quoting the Avne Eliyahu as being from the Gra. And then I corrected myself and said that I saw the Avne Eliyahu, so I saw it cited as the son of the Gra, you know, Avraham ben Gra. And so then I switched to saying it was the son of the Gra, not the Gra. And then a couple of days ago, I just happened to be looking at the Ishe Yisrael Siddur, which is where the Avne Eliyahu commentary is, and I was looking at the title page just to look up something else. And I noticed that it says that it was written by the Gra and his son. So Tzadku Divrei Shnehem, that both my original and my that it's actually, I assume it was by his son, but it was written Alpi Torah that came from the Gra and his son. But either way, so for now I'm just going to go back to quoting it from the Gra because that's easier. So we quoted last week the Gra, that the Barich Aleinu, that the idea of Aleinu, he's really coming from the word Alav in a different context, but he says that the word Alav means on him, means according to him as an individual. Barich Alav, the context was Nehafach Alav L'ra'ah, that you could have a positive degree be flipped on him to become something bad, something negative. So he says that it was Alav, it was according to how he is now. And that's what the Barich Aleinu is, Kefi Ma'asenu. That Barich Aleinu, that bless the year according to our actions, according to how we are now, which is that according to the Zchus, according to if we're Zocha now, to give us according to where we're at right now, which is what we mentioned, is really the theme, the general, the broader picture of this bracha, really is that the general decree upon a person is made on Rosh Hashanah, and it's throughout the year that it is meted out according to what he deserves, that it's manifest in such a way that it fits in with where he is now. And that's the Barich Aleinu, is that the way that it comes out now upon us, that should be for a bracha, that we should still, that in the way in which it pans out, the way in which it manifests in day to day, that should be lebracha, the Barich Aleinu, that it should be the Aleinu, the Kefi Maseinu, according to how we are right now, that should also be lebracha. I think that we'll probably have to stop here next week, still in the middle of this. One more idea on this, what is the Barich Aleinu Latova, just to complete this thought, but we'll hold here for tonight.